Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. And I think we'll start out by, let's hear a little bit of Freddie. I am in the house. I am on fire this morning.
Hey, everybody, gather near. The doctor's in the house, so lend him your ear. The things he can say might even make your day.
All right, that's Freddie Cooper. A dear friend of mine who recorded that song for me. And he's just a great guy. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I got up this morning full of vinegar. And just have to talk to you a little bit about what I'm going to talk about this week, because it's just crazy what's going on in the medical profession, my profession, of which I've been a member for 59 years. I've told you about in a podcast a couple of days ago, or maybe last week, about what the AMA now is doing and how medical school is so easy to get in, and they're not attracting the best. And a dear friend of mine who's on the board of one of these schools says, students are best not to even go into medicine. It's getting so politicized and controlled by the politicians and the pharmaceutical industry. So that's why I want you all to be warriors, so we can start our own health revolution and take care of ourselves, because it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better. So this coming week, I will release a show on Podbean at 4 p.m., but it'll be on BitChute and Rumble and every place that you can, that you obtain your podcast, you can listen to it. And it's going to be about the mainstream media and your doctor. Can you believe anything they tell you? What precipitated this? Went to a visit with a friend. And they went to see their cardiologist. Yearly visit. So the nurse or nurse practitioner comes in and asks, what medicine you're taking? You have any allergies? What did you weigh this morning? And then they write that down. They don't weigh you. How tall are you? They don't measure. You self-report your height and weight. And they do take your blood pressure and your temperature and your pulse ox. And that's it. Doc comes in, looks at the computer. See, you're taking all the same medications. Do you have any symptoms? Oh my God, your cholesterol is really high. You taking your statins? Doctor, I was just diagnosed with an underactive thyroid. I'm on thyroid medication. Oh, that doesn't affect cholesterol. Warning sign number one. Warning sign number one. In fact, if your cholesterol is high, it is probably due to your thyroid. Well, let me examine you. This woman has a blouse on and a sweater on, and he puts his stethoscope over the sweater. He said, oh, there's a high-powered stethoscope. I can hear everything. Well, he don't examine her carotid arteries. He examines her for about the 35 seconds that I measured. Well, look, I'm going to send you to another specialist. You have to get on more drugs. So that's the pill for an ill mentality that physicians have today. They cannot think. They have no critical thinking. And we go about statins. I mean, I just did it myself. A quick search on the computer. $8 billion. According to projections, the market revenue is estimated to reach $8.05 billion. Now, you would think with all the billions of dollars and all the doctors prescribing statin drugs, cardiovascular disease would not exist anymore. Well, it's still number one. Still number one, but it did get beat out recently. It got beat out by the silent epidemic in our country. This analysis was by Peter Goetz. He was the co-founder of the Cochrane Collaboration. He estimates that prescription drugs are now the leading cause of death in the United States, surpassing heart disease and cancer. And psychiatric drugs, he says, alone by themselves are the third leading cause of death. So cardiovascular diseases are not going away, but they're being replaced now by an epidemic of deaths caused by pharmaceutical drugs. Pharmaceutical drugs, number one. So now we got cardiovascular two, cancer three. Number four, death by medical errors. What's a medical error? Look at this. A death caused by medical errors defined as a death caused by poorly skilled staff, errors in judgment, a preventable adverse effect, or a systemic problem such as computer malfunctions or mix-ups over medications. Johns Hopkins. And if that's not enough, the CDC even admits they do not have a good way of reporting medical errors. And Dr. Starfield started this in the year 2000. The cause of death, according to some physicians, needs to have an overall method of reporting them. And you know what? Just like side effects, and they're really not side effects. They are effects. When you take a drug and you have an effect, it's not a side effect. It's an effect of the drug. They're not even reported. Only 0 to 10% of the time they are reported. You see why I'm fired up? I need you to think for yourselves. I need you to get information. I'm not the only source. There's other podcasts that'll give you information on how to take care of yourself. I mean, are you healthy because you take 8 medications a day? Does that make you healthy? You know, we all want to live longer, but, you know, at what price? And gosh, the pharmaceutical drugs themselves, an incredible number. I can't believe it when I just saw this. The number of prescriptions dispensed in the United States has been increasing, and in 2022 was 3.95 billion prescriptions. No wonder it's the number one leading cause of death now. Been increasing. The total number of retail prescriptions filled annually in the United States is expected to also rise significantly by the year 2025. Females have a higher rate of prescription drug uses. Of course, the costs, you know what they are, going out the roof. And it's not, you know, it's not based on what the manufacturing costs are. It's based on what the traffic will bear. Personal health care expenditures nearly doubled in 2000. Estimates suggest the cost of drugs will continue to increase. Guess what? As of today, there are still no reports of deaths from vitamins, minerals, or supplements, and yet they are continually demonized. Why? Because they would rather sell the drugs. If you go into a hospital, you're going to have a 25% chance of having a side effect that'll result in further health care. I mean, I'm going to talk about this on my podcast that'll come out Tuesday. And why doctors don't always know best. Most doctors are compromised by the big pharmaceutical companies. And Dr. Carolyn Dean, I've talked about her before, her book, Death by Modern Medicine, you know, with the direct consumer advertising with all these ads you see on television and the intense lobbying, millions of dollars a day, at least a million a day at one point that I heard, probably more now. So we have to talk about how to have judgment, how to take care of yourself. How to ask questions. If nothing else, ask questions and expect answers. If you want me to take this drug, what's it going to do? What are the effects of this drug? Again, they like to call them side effects. I like to call them, they are effects of the drug. And I have a stack of stuff that I'm going to talk about. But I really got fired up when I heard this physician say, oh, thyroid has no bearing on the cholesterol. Well, I mean, man, it's a wonder he graduated high school. My heart rate is up. I am fired up. And I may ask Dr. Jerry Smith to join me on Tuesday just to keep me calm. 882,000 deaths from pharmaceuticals. And then we have to start talking about this cholesterol myth that's eating into our national budget. Cholesterol and saturated fats do not clog arteries. What clogs arteries is the polyunsaturated fats. Thanks to Ansel, I forget his last name, from the Eisenhower era. Gave us margarine and all those polyunsaturated fats, took away the good fats, started an epidemic of heart disease and cancer. His name is Keyes, Dr. Ansel Keyes, K-E-Y-S. Just think about your friends, relatives taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. You'd think they would be the picture of health, right? No heart disease, nothing. But, you know, they forget that cholesterol is one heck of a supplement that your body needs to make hormones. It's an anti-inflammatory. Gosh. And there are books out there that they don't want you to read about. Like, there's a book called Fat and Cholesterol Are Good for You. You know, and it's not a poison. Your body produces 3 to 4 times more cholesterol than you eat. Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, I just don't know where to go. I really don't. I need some help. Doc Ron, unfiltered, uncensored. My email is docronradio@gmail.com. Give me help. What do you want me to talk about? But because this cholesterol scam has got me all juiced up because of what is making a lot of money for the researchers, the doctors, the journals. You know, they'll say, well, we have this paper. Well, you know, this paper that said that cholesterol, the statin drugs are good for you and whatever. It's probably written by a physician that's compromised, getting money from the drug companies. And, you know, if these guys don't give the drug companies, the results they're paying for, they won't get any more research money. They won't get any more research money. So, if you can handle the truth.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
If you can handle the truth, listen to my next podcast. Title of the podcast is Dr. Ron, Unfiltered, Uncensored. And we have to take care of our wellness warriors because that's where we are now. We have to be warriors for ourselves and family. We have to get educated. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to ask questions and demand answers. You know, gadolinium. Whoever heard of that, right? You know, you go for a CAT scan, we're going to give you a shot. Well, you know, gadolinium stays in your brain. Yeah. Chuck Norris and his wife got all messed up with gadolinium, sued the companies. But who's talking about it? Do you know even to ask if you're going to get a shot of gadolinium? Look that up, G-A-D, gadolinium, G-A-D-O-L-I-N-I-U-M. Look it up. If you have to go get a CAT scan and see if you want to take the risk of that material staying in your brain. It does. And if you go get a COVID shot, ask to see the package insert. You're going to be very surprised it's blank. It's been blank since the start of the COVID con. Okay, let me go calm down and get ready and get my notes ready and do a podcast for you that will air 4 p.m. on Podbean, Dr. Ron Unfiltered, Uncensored. And again, after it's published, it goes to LinkedIn, whatever. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to my dear friend, Freddie Cooper, and we'll have a short play of his closing number.
Hey, everybody, Dr. Ron's finished for today. I hope you got some good wisdom for what the man had to say. If it's all about good health, he's the man you got to see. He has a lot more answers for you. So tune in next week when the doctor is in the house.
Oh, yeah, baby. We'll be in the house. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something, and I hope that I can pull off within a reasonable time all the information I want to give you about doctors and pharmaceutical companies and taking care of yourself. Bye, everybody.